is one of the most consequential members of Congress in America today, Congressman Jeff Andrew from New Jersey, 2nd Congressional District. We're going to break two major items and talk about a bunch more in the time that we have. Congressman Andrew, welcome.
It's great to be with you, Harry, one of the most consequential radio hosts in radio today.
Well, thank you for that, sir. And let me just say and let in Guy Benson Universe listeners on the fact that it was my honor to stand with you and Congressman Jim Jordan last night.
It was great to have you. We really enjoyed having you there. It was a wonderful evening. Jim Jordan's a good friend of mine. He's my chairman in Judiciary Committee. He's a dynamic individual, and he is a true, real American. And having you there, I was honored to have you introduce me, and I introduced Jim Jordan. It was all around a good event, good people, good time, a holiday festival, but also just really talking about the real issues and how important it is to keep our republic. As I said that night, and I say over and over again, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is the real thing. And we need people like you and Jim and many, many others, your listeners, to just stand up and do the right thing to make sure we keep our United States of America and bring it home.
You usually always talk about other people, and, you know, that's just a great quality of yours to not talk about yourself. If you'll indulge me, I have to have you talk about yourself at two levels. There's two breaking news items. The first is you have made a decision about whether you will seek re-election for 2024. Tell Guy's listeners your decision.
Well, I have decided that I will seek re-election as a congressman. You know, I think this is a unique time in New Jersey history, and hopefully there will be a good Republican who will come forward and actually get into this fight, because we don't need Tammy Murphy. We don't need more of the policies of her husband. We need somebody that really cares about the men and women in this state that are working hard, breaking their back, trying to make a living, dealing with inflation, dealing with open borders, dealing with our cities crumbling, dealing with our military being wokeified and hurt, dealing with our children having all kinds of issues thrust upon them prematurely at a young age, just dealing with all of this ultra-left destructive agenda. And it all really comes down to Tammy Murphy, because she believes in all that. So somebody does have to step forward. However, at this time, what I'm doing is, I believe, important in the House of Representatives. I'm proud to be a congressman. I'll tell you this, with Kevin McCarthy, he's going to be leaving the House. With Bill Johnson from Ohio, he's becoming a president of a college. And of course, with George Santos being expelled, we may be down to just a plurality, a majority of one in the House of Representatives on the Republican side. So for me not to be there campaigning for United States Senate, for me not to be there doing my job as much as I believe that I'm needed there, it's just not the right time. It's not the right time for me. I have a responsibility. I'm in this fight. I'm very busy in the Judiciary Committee working alongside my friend and colleague, Jim Jordan. There is so many issues that we are dealing with right now, and I imagine we'll talk about some of them. It isn't time for me to do this. Second part of this, we had two big announcements within 24 hours. President Trump has asked me to head up his campaign in the state of New Jersey statewide. And I am going to do that. I'm proud to represent him, work with him, and put forward his ideas. We should not take for granted that New Jersey is going to go blue. No doubt. It's a blue state in the northern half of it. The southern half, President Trump will win well. But we've got to get him to even win bigger down south and to really hold the Democrats off, the hard Democrats up north. Again, New Jerseyans are hardworking people. They break their back making a living, paying high taxes, having all kinds of issues. We need to ensure that they have a real choice. President Trump is their choice. He loves New Jersey. He is in New Jersey a lot. He's invested a lot in New Jersey. And it's important to him to win it. It's important for me to ensure that he can win it. So we're going to do everything we can. So I'm going to be his face in this state and I'm going to fight for him, stand up for him. We're going to get him here. He's going to have rallies. As he said, he put out a very nice statement. I was very appreciative of it, and we're going to do everything we can. So it's going to be a very, very, very busy time for me.
No question. You're listening to United States Congressman Jeff Andrew on the Guy Benson Show. There are 9 million people in New Jersey. What did it mean to you that President Trump, who could have picked anyone, you know, the person that you pick to be your campaign chairman for an entire state is really, I mean, one of the highest compliments. And for those who don't know, and we've written about it and we have talked about it with Congressman Van Drew in interviews that we've done, it's my understanding you were on a short list for Vice President of the United States as well. But on the point of the president picking you, he could have picked any of 9 million people. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It means a great deal. It's a tremendous responsibility, and I am very proud to do it. You know, we developed a real relationship, as many of your listeners know, going on 5 years now ago. I chose to no longer be a Democrat. I was a Democrat throughout my political career, throughout my life. Democratic Party has changed. The Democrats we used to know, I was speaking with a gentleman the other day. I was visiting him at his home. He's ill. But he was speaking about, and he was a Democrat, and he said, what has happened? What happened to the party that cared about working people, about people who were really, you know, loving America, working hard, but just wanted to have a fair chance? That's not the Democratic Party we have now. So I changed for a lot of reasons. When they tried to impeach Donald Trump, they did it the wrong way, on the wrong reasons. There was nothing factual. I stood up then in my first year in Congress and said I wasn't doing it. President Trump called me and said, I think we need to talk. We did need to talk. I was in the Oval Office with him. I decided to become a Republican, and I am a very proud, very conservative Republican. And, you know, it's almost like an immigrant, Harry. You know, when you're an immigrant, you come to this country and you realize how good it is. You're very proud to be an American. Well, I'm very proud to be a Republican. We're far from perfect in the Republican Party, but we are the answer. We hold the future of the Republic in our hands. I'll share this with you. There's two end games. The end game for the Democrats is to substantively change the structure of the United States of America, to change the fabric of this country from what it's always been. And the end game for Republicans, with all our faults, is we still love the United States of America. We want to keep it. We love this country. This isn't about saving the Republican Party. This is about saving the Republic itself. President Trump realizes this. He is a great American. He may not like what he says once in a while. He can be blunt, but you know what? I've never met any, and I mean it, and there's never a conversation I have had with him, and I speak to him on a weekly basis, where he doesn't speak about his tremendous love for this great country.
If President Trump came to you and said, Congressman, I need you to be my running mate. I need you to run for Vice President of the United States. Do you have an answer to that right now?
I don't, but, you know, he needs to have a balance, and I think he's going to look. He's from the East Coast, spends a lot of time in New Jersey, so I don't know if we need another person from, you know, that exact location. He's going to probably want somebody from the Midwest or the West, or some, maybe a woman, somebody that, you know, represents the diversity that we do have of conservative. You know, we have conservative African Americans in our Republican Party. We have conservative women. We have people who want to keep this republic. There's a lot of good choices. I will do what I'm called upon to do, and I'm just so proud to serve in Congress, but we'll worry about one thing at a time. Right now, my job is to get this House of Representatives through tremendous challenges that we have right now. We've got a lot of big personalities in the House, and it's incumbent upon me, and I always try to do it. And I've expressed this many times in the Republican caucus, what I just said to you. It isn't about any individual person. It isn't about the Republican Party. It isn't about ego. It is about saving this country. If we go down the route that we continue to go down with the Democrats, we will lose America. And I want people who are listening to you who are moderate, hardworking Democrats, independents, undeclareds, Republicans, whoever you are. God, this country's been great to us. It is the beacon of hope for the world, and we cannot lose it. And it is that serious. We've never seen a time like this, maybe since the Civil War.
Yeah.
So it's very, very important. And that's my job now. And I'm not going to run away from it. I'm going to run into it, and I'm going to give it everything I got. And we'll just see what the future brings.
Two quick comments, not even to respond. I just want to put them on the record on the Guy Benson Show. Number one, no one in American history has ever turned down running for vice president if it's been offered. Number two, Bill Clinton of Arkansas picked Al Gore of Tennessee. Sometimes it's the person and not the geography. Let's move on. I want to talk about Hunter Biden. I want to talk about the fact that David Weiss charged in California. Messrs. Shapley and Ziegler said he wanted to charge years ago, but he wasn't allowed to. I believe we've been lied to when they say he had all the powers of a special counsel, so he didn't need to be a special counsel. But it turns out, I guess he did need to be a special counsel, because if he had the power all along, why would he need to be a special counsel? And if he had the power all along, why wouldn't he have charged? So is this for real, or do you think somehow this is an okey-doke of sorts?
Look, I don't trust these people. And you know me, Harry. You've known me many years. I don't say things like that lightly. There are so many lies. We've heard it all in judiciary. Again, let's understand what happened here. Hunter Biden did a lot of bad things. He evaded paying his taxes. And by the way, from the very account that he used to evade paying his taxes, he also transferred money on a monthly basis to then Vice President Joe Biden. And there's a lot of links. There are dummy corporations, shell corporations, bank accounts, email address. You can't make this stuff up. It's like a movie. It's unbelievable. But anyhow, Hunter Biden really did bad things. One, he bought a gun, falsifying a federal application while he was high, and then had the gun dumped in a dumpster. And first they said, oh, no, that's not true. It's not real. Of course, now we know that it is true. And not only did he do that, he evaded taxes. There's all kinds of other issues. So they appoint David Weiss, who is the person who worked on setting up the plea deal,
correct?
Which we've never seen one like this before. The plea deal, which said that Hunter wouldn't be exonerated from all that and any future crimes that we might find. Even the judge in Delaware has said basically she had never seen anything like this before, and she just couldn't stomach it. She couldn't do it. Thank God. He was reasonably honest. So then they said, okay, the plea deal broke down because it was so absurd, so crooked, so set up. Then they move forward and they decide, well, maybe we will have to appoint, because Garland, you know, Merrick Garland was caught in his own lies. He's perjured himself, as the FBI director has done as well, by the way, in front of the Judiciary Committee. So they decide that, well, you know what? We're going to have a special counsel, and it's going to be, guess who? David Weiss, the guy who set up the plea deal. You can't make this stuff up.
But he did present him to a grand jury. Is that for real? Or is there some kind of, they wanted to have him charges so that President Biden can pardon his son? They're just, I don't trust them either. Let's put a ... and say we will continue that the next time
exactly.
We interview together. But I want to get a minute from you, and we're kind of on a hard break coming up on the Guy Benson Show, but I want to get this out there. You had Congresswoman Maliotakis say to the presidents of these different universities, whether it's Harvard, MIT, University of Pennsylvania, they all answered it the same way. They couldn't answer it. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate your code of conduct? And they gave this impossible answer of, context-dependent decision. Maddening. Well, the University of Pennsylvania appears, so there's some Fox News reporting, that she may be fired or asked to resign, rather. Let me make that clear. Asked to resign. That hasn't happened yet, but there's reports that that may happen. And a donor has pulled $100 million. Are we finally going to see an end to some of this madness?
Well, we're going to have to keep fighting. We're going to have to keep bringing this to light. She did a great job with that question. I like those types of questions.
Yes, me too.
Let me tell you, there's certain things in life, and you saw me do it with the attorney general. You've seen me do it with the FBI director. Answer yes or no.
Yeah. And with Mayorkas?
Yep. Mayorkas, the same thing.
When 30 seconds.
People are lying, they can't answer that question. Now, you could answer that question. I could answer that question. Your listeners could answer that question and absolutely say that is unacceptable, and we will not accept that. And the answer is we reject that notion completely. It's a simple yes or no, depending on how the question is posed. But they couldn't do it. It's just like before our Judiciary Committee, we had some college students and a couple of individuals that were writing books about prejudice in America. And, you know, I asked them, do they believe in American exceptionalism? I won't take you down the whole trail of why I got to that point. Three college students said, we do, absolutely, yes. They couldn't answer it. The one said it was an inappropriate question. The reason they can't answer is because they want to say the wrong thing. They refuse to say the wrong thing because they're worried about losing their job, but they won't say the right thing.
There you go.
Because they believe in the wrong thing.
Congressman, congratulations on all of yesterday and today's great news, and we'll talk again soon.
You got it. Thank you, Harry.
You're welcome, sir. Congressman Jeff Andrew.